112. Prisoners escaped from the bus and train wreck. Richard Kimball found bad samples made for Provasic. They sent a one-armed man to kill him. Instead, he killed Helen. Oh no, Doc Kimball's on the run now. He ain't no felon. Justin B and Killy B, we are drinking booze in front of our TV. We like making jokes about old movies. So join us for some P&I with her and me. Join us for some P&I with her and me now.
Hello, Parents Night In fans.
Bonjour.
Welcome to Parents Night In. You're in the right place if you're a fan of this show here at enough.com. I'm Justin. Who are you?
What?
I'm Justin. Who are you?
Who?
I'm Justin. Who are you being?
The one-armed man.
You're the one-armed man? Did you kill my wife?
Yes.
Jesus. Okay, I guess I'm doing the show with the murderer of my wife. Tonight it's summer. I was going to say, that's a weird sentence.
Tonight it's summer.
Tomorrow it's still summer. So we're watching a classic summer film called The Fugitive.
Woo!
With our fave, Harrison Ford.
Kelly picked this one.
Kelly did pick this one. Kelly, what do you think of Harrison Ford?
He's dreamy.
Did you see this in the theater when it came out?
No.
In 1983, did I show you this?
No.
Okay.
I'd seen it.
Okay. I saw it in the theater when it came out.
I rented it on video.
I was vaguely familiar with the TV show. I watched a little of it, and when they said...
I didn't know it was a TV show until today.
What?
I didn't know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I had no idea.
It was a really famous TV show.
I've never heard
Holy
of it.
Shit. When they announced in the early 90s that they were making a feature film version of it with Harrison Ford, I was like, sign me right the fuck up. It's an excellent action movie, but it's got more than just action.
Yes. Like what?
Like Tommy Lee Jones's Oscar-winning performance.
Yes.
As Deputy Sam Gerard. This is what you would call a taut thriller. T-A-U-T.
How so? Tell me more.
Well, see,
say more about that.
When you make a thriller, you want it to be taut, meaning the tension is always there. It's always intense, and the tension is ratcheted up throughout the running time of the film.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always like, oh, anything could happen right now. I don't know what's going to happen. Something terrible might happen. If you're not familiar with The Fugitive, and by now you should be.
It wasn't me, it was the one-armed man.
It's about a doctor who has been falsely accused of murdering his wife. And he is convicted and manages to escape and becomes, as the title suggests, a fugitive. Mm.
So
this was based on a true story, actually.
Really?
Dr. Sam Shepard, I want to say. He was a pro wrestler who invented the mandible claw, which Mick Foley ended up using as Mankind.
That's kind of weird. And I'm gonna look it up on Google. It has long been said that the true story behind The Fugitive, Harrison Ford's action classic that turns 25 years old today, a couple of years ago, is very loosely based on the 50s murder case conviction and acquittal of Sam Shepard.
Yes.
Both Shepard and Ford's Richard Kimball were doctors, and both were wrongly accused of murdering their wives after an intruder broke into their home. And the similarities end there.
They do end there. But then...
The assailant Shepard fought with was not a one-armed man. Shepard never escaped from prison. And the real killer was never found.
This gray-haired cop right here? Recognize him?
No.
Detective Wirtz from The Dark Knight.
Huh.
He's been typecast as Chicago police officers for many years.
Both Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones thought that this was going to be a huge flop.
Really?
Yep. Harrison Ford thought it was going to be his Hudson Hawk.
What?
Yep. And Tommy Lee Jones figured it was going to mark the end of his career. And then it ended up being the third highest grossing film.
Yeah, it was a huge hit. Why did they not think an action movie starring Harrison Ford would make money?
Because they were all sort of like, it's an action movie, it's an action movie, it's an action movie.
But, I mean, but Harrison Ford built his career on action movies.
That's
bizarre.
And it's a smart, heavy action movie. Like, there's so much going on.
It's a very intelligently crafted action movie.
Mm.
By the way, Cilla Ward.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Fucking gorgeous.
Her name is Cilla Ward.
Is it Cilla?
I think it's Cilla.
Oh, I always thought it was Cilla or Cella.
I always thought it was Cilla or Cella. I thought it was not what you said, but something else that I possibly thought
Solo.
Of. Solo. Han Solo Ward?
Solo Ward.
Oh, that's why they cast her.
It's quite a coincidence. This scene provided my first Harrison Ford impression material.
Oh, really?
When I came home, there was a man in my house. He had a mechanical arm. It's fitting that it takes place in Chicago, being that Harrison Ford is from Chicago.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
This is like the anti-Stallone kind of action flick. The anti...
What, it's way smarter?
Yeah.
It's an action film with a brain. It's kind of a hybrid. I mean, it's like an action thriller.
Right, because the action is happening the whole movie, but there's so much suspense because you don't know if they're gonna catch him.
Yeah. These detectives are being very condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you got in a fight with a one arm guy, which arm was it? Was it the left arm or the right arm? It had a little gimmick on it.
They sort of intentionally made this like a nonstop action.
It's very kinetic.
There were sections of the movie where like there was a scene where someone got a cup of coffee and they cut it. There was some shopping. There was a little bit of romance somewhere. And they cut everything.
Yeah, Julianne Moore's role mostly got cut. Like, he was supposed to hook up with her in the movie. And
they decided that they wanted to just stick.
She spilled like fourth or something. And she's in it for like 5 minutes maybe. Mm. This was one of the earliest movies I noticed her. The first thing I saw her in was Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
She was in that? Who did she play?
She played the best friend of the wife.
Oh.
Who gets killed in the greenhouse.
I don't remember. I don't remember that being her.
Which is one of the stupidest scenes, as though like falling glass from a greenhouse would kill somebody.
Could.
No.
Did.
It's not heavy enough to kill anybody.
Did it.
Might cut you, but like, come on.
Greenhouse glass is heavy.
Is it?
I don't know. I've never picked any up.
And then, over the next few years, I fell in love with Julianne Moore. I love her so much.
I cannot imagine what it's like to go through a trial like this.
No. It's kind of similar to the beginning of Shawshank, where he's wrongly convicted of killing his wife.
Yeah.
Your Honor, she clearly says Richard, comma, he's trying to kill me.
Right.
She does not say Richard is trying to kill me.
Right.
You stupid ass.
And if I were to call, let's just say that we're in a situation where I'm being attacked by somebody. I don't say to the person, John is trying to kill me. You don't just say his first name and then hope that they know what that means.
Jesus Christ, Sela or Salo, if that really is your name.
Sela.
Why don't you identify your attacker more clearly so you could say, one armed man, he's trying to kill me. Oh God, he shanked him.
Oh my lord.
He faked a seizure so he could shank him. Oh, and now he's dead.
Did they really think that was going to go a different way?
He might not have thought this through very well.
No.
You're a doctor. Do something. I have no equipment. What do you want me to do exactly?
I'm in handcuffs and I don't have a doctor's kit.
I can't do like thoracic surgery right now.
Right.
Officer, what would you like me to do, you asshole?
Something's happening.
Something terrible is about to happen.
He's carrying the cop out. He's trying to save the cop.
Bill Murray's from Chicago, too.
Yep.
This whole thing escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
1 second a guy is faking a seizure and shanking somebody. The next, there's a catastrophic train crash.
Right.
What the fuck?
With explosions and fire and rolling tree logs and...
Rolling tree logs?
Yeah. There was a...
Kelly?
There was a car full of trees.
What's a tree log?
A tree trunk, I mean. Did I say tree log?
You said tree log.
Nah, rewind the tape. I'm pretty sure I said tree trunkus.
As opposed to poop.
It could be a poop log.
Poop log, yeah.
One never knows. The other prisoner, the other bad prisoner guy who tried to do the escape, stole the key. So he unchained himself. He unchained Mr. Kimball. And then he...
This movie should be called Kimball Unchained.
Ooh. And then...
Ooh.
And then the bad guy ran away.
Kimball! Kimball! You did not go kill your wife. It's Tommy Lee Jones.
Look how young. Is this like the youngest I've ever seen him?
And he looked old here.
Yeah.
I think the earliest film...
Joey Pants!
I think the earliest film I've seen Tommy Lee Jones in was JFK, probably. And he looked old in that. Like, I don't... Look up how old he is.
900.
How old was he in this movie? Because...
Kelly's gonna look it up on Google. That was bad.
It was bad. I love the U.S. Marshal team in this movie.
Yeah, they're good. They have great
all the characters
chemistry.
Are great. Yeah, they do.
Great banter.
Did you ever see the spinoff of this movie, U.S. Marshals?
Yes, I did. I liked it.
I liked it at the time. I have a feeling it did not age well and would not hold up now. But at the time, I liked it. And I was kind of excited because it was, oh, Sam Gerard. I like that character. Let's have a whole movie about him. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. He was born in 1946.
So he is, when they shot this, he was 46.
He looks older than 46.
He looks older than 46. I agree.
Feel like he's probably one of those people that's always looked older than he is.
Yes. I would have guessed when he shot this, he was about like 50, 51.
That's someone that we are like in the age range to hang out with and have drinks.
Yes.
He looks way too old to be hanging out and having drinks with us.
We have regular friends we hang out with who are older than that.
We have regular people we know that look better than that.
Fucking weird.
He's got Hollywood at his disposal and he looks like an old man. Why does he do that?
How many have you had? Just the one. Three. And she ain't touched that yet. She just likes to hold it.
What are you drinking? Speaking of, how many have you had?
Shit, I was afraid you would ask me that. It's a cider, and I can't remember the name of it. Storm something. Fuck.
Storm something. Fuck? That's a really
weird
name.
It is a weird name. They didn't think very thoroughly when they chose that
Maybe
name.
You know what it was? He was like on the phone with the label maker, and he said, call it Storm something. Fuck! The dog stepped on my foot, and it hurt. And then...
Storm Along, it's called. It's a very dry cider. It's called Legendary Dry, actually.
Oh.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Roederer. Delicious Roederer sparkling
Estates.
Wine.
I think that's my favorite sparkling wine right now.
It is my favorite.
Roederer Estates. Same. It's so good.
I love Grimona, but I prefer Roederer.
I love how he goes, doctor, like You're all right. sarcastic. Fuck you, Sam.
Right.
He's still a doctor.
You know what, Sam? When you guys go out for a beer because you have reparations to make after this whole bullshitness... You're going to feel real bad about that one.
Kelly?
What?
Bullshitness is not a word.
Reparations is a word?
It sure is. Lots of words you've used are actual words, just not that one.
Well, you know what, Justin? My average is pretty
Beer
high.
Beer is a word. Harrison Ford is...
A badass?
He's 50 at this point when they shot this, and he's still
really?
Ripped. Look at how ripped he is.
But he's 50.
He's 50.
And Tommy Lee Jones...
Is 46.
Is 46.
That's crazy. Jesus, he's in fantastic shape. Look at that.
Doobada, 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 doobada.
Doobada, 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 get your maps out. 100 for the map. 100. Do I hear two?
Could you imagine?
What?
Running away from the popes.
The pope?
The pope pose.
I could run away from the pope. He's very old. He doesn't run very fast.
He's frail.
Smart. He ditched the ambulance. Now he's going to dive into the sewer. Wait. Pennywise is in the sewer, Kelly.
No!
Hi, Richard.
I don't want one.
You want your wife? Come take her.
You wouldn't catch me running through the sewer, because I'd be stepping in poop.
If I ever killed my wife, you know, I wouldn't steal an ambulance.
But he didn't kill his wife.
Sorry.
But if they think I killed my wife, but I didn't.
Oh, yes, he took Sam Gerard's gun. His gun. Oh, wait, Sam Gerard has a gun. Another gun.
Are you having a stroke?
That was really bad.
I think you're having a stroke. I'm worried about you.
Richard, you want to get shot?
That is a damn... How does he survive it?
He'd probably break his face on the side of the dam, but...
Does this take place in Chicago? And, like, obviously outside of Chicago?
Yeah. So it was directed by Andrew Davis, who did another movie, also based in Chicago, called
Chicago?
Chain Reaction.
Chain Gang?
Starring Keanu and Morgan Freeman.
Never heard of it.
And Rachel Weisz.
Oh, I like her.
I do, too. Came out a few years after this. It didn't do very well, I don't think. But I saw it in the theater because it was the director of The Fugitive. Hmm. And the two cops in this are also in that.
Which ones?
Wirtz and the... Oh, just before or after he got in a fight with the one-arm guy. Mm. Oh, Dr. Richard Kimball. Did you kill your wife or did we fuck that up? He's got one of those lazy... Midwestern accents. Mm-hmm. Dr. Richard Kimball.
To all of our Midwestern fans, I apologize for Justin's
he sounds
generalization.
Like, he sounds like my aunt. Hey, Sam Gerard. That guy's dead because he jumped off a dam. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing this the whole episode. You should just get used to it.
I've already tuned you out.
Have you? Kelly's a dirty bitch.
Wow.
What?
He was running.
Not very fast because he
it
has
a
limp.
It looks like a cold day, too. He's going to be freezing.
He's cold.
He's soaking wet.
He's wet.
He stitched him.
He stitched himself up.
He stitched his abdomen.
He's gonna sleep in the leaves.
What happened to Chicago?
Oh, Dr. Richard Kimball may or may not have killed his wife when he got in a fight with a one-armed guy.
What in the world?
Richard Kimball. He's fantasizing about his wife, Helen. She looks like a Helen.
Can I call you Helen?
Helen, let me tell you why I suck as a murderer.
Can't believe there's no DNA in his house. He just tussled with the man.
He was wearing gloves.
He has hair.
Maybe none of his hair fell out during the tussle.
I feel like I turn my head and hair falls out.
Maybe there's something wrong with you.
Don't say that. I don't want to be bald. That's gross.
I'm bald. Hey! You prick.
Why is this random woman pulling over and letting a man into her car?
Because he's handsome, Kelly. Wouldn't you let that man into your car?
I mean, yes. But he'd probably kill me.
I mean, yes, but I'm still judging her.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's not me.
God.
God.
She should have saved him for me.
She should have saved him for me.
Yeah, what if he was still there now?
Hey, lady, how dare you pick him up? I wanted to pick his ass up. This was around the same time that the Spin Doctors came out. And I was convinced.
He looked like the Spin Doctors
guy? I was convinced briefly that Newman was the Spin Doctors
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, 1, 2. Prisoners escape from the bus and train wreck.
Holy shit.
Something, something.
That was terrible.
I wish they did not escape from the bus and train wreck.
I don't know why you're keeping on with it. It's bad.
Because bad
equals good.
Well, that was good. You knew exactly where I was going with that.
Sam Gerard doesn't fuck around. He does not deal with the hostage situation. He just takes out the motherfucker who's trying to take hostages. 1, 2. Bullets in the guy that took me as hostage. Now I can't hear out my left ear because you shot him in face.
In face.
It's right ear, actually. I got it wrong. That was the only thing wrong with that parody.
Yeah, otherwise you did a great job. Congratulations. Gotta say, I actually feel bad for the people who have to listen to this tonight. We are not doing a very good job. You know what we're doing?
We're sorry.
We're making this cringification.
In itself, a cringeworthy attempt at comedy. Cringemification.
It's been a really long week, okay?
So therefore, words escape you.
We're in the middle of moving house.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Words are my enemy.
The no talkie do's are good today.
I don't bargain. Should have kissed him on the forehead.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
You're okay, Newman. Your hearing will come back. And then you'll be able to write 2 princes. 1, 2. Ears I used to have that worked when I heard stuff.
This is all very bad.
Then Sam shot bullets through my other ear, and it's deaf now.
That was pretty good, actually. Yeah. Congratulations. See? We found our mojo.
I'm a wordsmith.
Watch out, P&Iers. Payphones.
Payphones.
Remember when you used to be able to use a payphone?
And not get traced.
And not get traced. And then they did. Is this the...
What? And then they. Is this the film things where the phones have men on ends?
Okay, can we have a conversation?
Another one? We just had one.
We're literally in the middle of a 2-hour conversation.
I'm not sure I'm ready for another conversation with you. Go ahead, shoot. I'm feeling saucy.
All I was gonna say is that when I was at work this afternoon, I was not able to put the words together much better than this. So.
That must have been interesting.
It was. Is it with the...
Hi, boss face.
Hold on. Boss face. Can I call him that on Monday?
You should.
What's up, boss face?
Lots of weekend enjoys booze. That's a beer. Stop attacking my foot, you dick. Stop it.
He's having fun. He's having a good time.
I'm going to have a good time emptying my piss.
I was in the middle of a sip. You can't do that to me.
I'm not sure how much of a good time I'm going to have.
I almost joined.
I'm going to have a better time than I'm having now holding it in, so that's a win.
Who says this? I didn't like that. of peeing, but I'm not really having a good time waiting.
It's going to be better than what I'm feeling right now.
If I had a rate on a scale of 1 to 10, peeing or holding it in.
Peeing wins like, 10 times out of 10.
It's like a 2.
If there's a cage match between peeing and holding in pee, peeing is the world heavyweight champion of activities.
Who's this guy?
He's got two arms, so he can't be the one arm
man. He can't be the one arm man.
Richard.
I need some money. Just give me... I'm robbing you, effectively, right now. I'll squeegee your window if you want. Will that make you feel better about this transaction?
Right.
You think maybe he is searching for the one-arm guy? Hey, Federal Marshal, Sam Girard. You think maybe he's looking for the one-arm guy and that's why he's back in Chicago?
What am I drinking now, Kelly?
Rotorura. They're having cop class right now.
Cop class?
Hey, cadets. Here's what we're going to talk about in class today. There's a murderer on the loose named Richard Kimball. You're going to find him based on these drawings.
Prosthetics. Oh, I see what's happening
now. He's looking into prosthetics.
He's going to go up to the desk and be like, I'm thinking about cutting my arm off. Can you tell me where to find a new arm?
I'm looking for something in a fake arm. My real one has outlived its usefulness. You see it?
You
see
it? Yes, sir. Would you like a right arm or a left arm? We have right arms and we have left arms, but the left arms are on back order. Would you like a right arm?
I have a left leg. Does that help?
I don't know. I was hoping for a left arm, but I guess if they're on back order, I could cut off my right arm. Just the hard thing is, like, I have to relearn how to write checks and stuff because I don't get to do that things with my left arm. So I guess...
That things?
Yes. So I guess maybe order me the right arm. But if someone cancels a left arm, can you call me on Tuesday and let me know?
Someone cancels a left arm. You know what? I don't need the left arm anymore. Fuck it.
Put me on a cancellation list. Well, I mean, someone could die.
You know what? The legs are stronger than arms. I'll take a left leg in place of the left arm. I'll be much more strongish.
But you can't pick anything up, sir, because it doesn't have opposable thumbs.
You can fix that. Just give me a hook instead of a foot.
Sir? I like how he clicks his tongue at them.
You will never catch Dr. Richard Kimball.
That's not what he sounds like.
What?
I fart in your general direction.
Jane Lynch!
This is the first thing I ever saw her in.
Hate is not a family value, says her pin.
Oh my god.
We are family.
Someday I will be on Glee.
High fives. That was all right. That was all right.
See, the cops showed up, but they're not actually after Richard. They're after the landlady's scumbag son.
The creep son.
Who's clearly some sort of weird diddler type. Yep.
Oh yeah, 12-year-old
girls. 12-year-old girls, I was right. Diddler. Fucking asshole.
It's creepy deepy doo.
I'll go you one better. It's creepy deepy dap.
Okay then.
Okay then.
That's not what she sounds like.
Okay, go do the blinds. I'm painting the arm that is fake.
She doesn't sound like that.
What?
I'm from the Finger Lakes.
I'm from the Finger Lakes too. It's nice to meet you. I don't have no arm. Why don't you have an arm? Because my arm got cut off in an accident. Oh no, we can give you the fake arm. Oh, could you paint it to make it look like a real arm? Sure, we can paint it. It'll look, you won't even know the difference. It'll look just like the arm that you lost in the accident. Oh, that's great, because I got a girl, and she don't like no fake arms. She might dump me. Oh no, she'll never notice the fake arm. Just don't take your shirt off.
What?
I've invented an entire backstory for that arm she was painting. You're welcome.
Story for the fake arm.
Pretty impressive, huh? She specifically says, check the film on that kid, and the guy's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I think
I'm gonna tickle his toes and see if that helps wake him up.
Maybe I'll put my stethoscope in his armpit. That usually yields much information.
And she's like, why is this janitor looking at the fucking x-rays? What the hell?
What kind of shit is that?
Oh, he changed the orders. Because the orders that the hack doctor who refused to look at the film signed were not going to do shite. Richard Kimball's on the case. Turns out the kid just swallowed a matchbox car. It's stuck in his lung.
No.
Yep.
I don't think swallowing a matchbox car goes to the lung.
He shoved it up his bum and it ended up in his lung. Yeah. Okay. It was way up there.
Why did you shove the matchbox car in your bum? I don't know. I just thought it would be kind of funny. Well, it's all the way up in your lung. You must have stuck it up there real good. Did you use a broom handle?
This is important.
Yeah, I sure did.
This is important.
Oh, Julianne Moore is questioning him. I want to know how the boy ended up in surgery. Did it work? What does it matter, dear? Hey, Amber Waves. Maybe you shouldn't question something that saved his life, huh?
Amber Waves is her name?
In Boogie
Amber
Nights.
Amber Waves of Grain?
In Boogie Nights.
Oh.
In this movie, you thought?
I was like, why?
No. So she says he saved his life, and then later in the movie that was cut, she ends up somehow hooking up with him.
Kissy face.
That's a hell of a couple right there. Harrison Ford and Julianne Moore.
Woo!
Whoa.
Woo! Woo!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Although he's way older than she is.
So?
Jesus.
Way older than me is.
What? He found a lot of numbers of potential suspects that have one arm. Hey, I'm looking for the one-arm guy. That's all he had to do was say, hey, is this the home of the one-arm guy?
Can I talk to the guy that only has one arm?
I'm looking for him. I'm in Chicago. Hey, there was a woman that got killed by a one-arm guy. Do you know him? Do you know of a one-arm guy that killed a woman? I'm pretty sure that this is the house of the one-arm guy that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
St. Paddy's Day, where they dye the river. How much dye does it take to color the river green?
Don't know. Would you like me to look it up on the Google?
Look it up.
Farley, 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 Kelly's gonna look it up. It dates back over half a century.
Is this the puppet talking?
Hey, how did they get the river green on St. Patrick's Day?
It's got 60 pounds of dye.
How many pounds is 60 pounds? It's 60. I just said that. Oh, I wasn't listening. I thought you said 60 poops.
What?
Organizers say the dye is vegetable-based. It's actually orange until it makes contact with the water. But that's... no one is completely certain, except for the small group in the charge of dye in the river. They do say that the dye is completely harmless, and major environmental groups don't argue. That hurts my throat.
Look at that. He picked up a St. Paddy's hat out of the trash. No one will see him in the crowd of St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, and if they do, they'll pull out their shillelaghs.
Oh, I'm going to pull out my wee shillelagh at Florsheim. Oh, Citibank. Kitty O'Shea's at Hilton Towers.
You know what Richard Kimball should have done here is he should have gotten on a parade float and sung Twist and Shout.
Yes, that would have that definitely would have distracted called enough everyone. Attention away.
Also in Chicago.
Chicago.
Frozen foods. What a weird thing to advertise at a convenience store.
Yeah, it's weird.
We have frozen foods.
Maybe the guy's last... Maybe it was like Jim Frozen owned the
yeah,
store.
Yeah, his name's Jim Frozen.
Yeah. You know, instead of like Smith Foods or like Brown Foods, it's frozen foods.
Alfonso Frozen.
Alfonso Frozen. He sounds like a snowman.
Hey, my name is Alfonso Frozen.
I sell you ice cream.
I sell you the food. You need a fish fillet?
I got it right here for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
He looks familiar. Frederick Sykes.
This is very tense.
It's a lot of snooping.
It's tense. It's intense.
Is Harrison Ford camping? Because this scene is intense.
Boom!
Boom! Devlin McGregor. Hello. I'm here for Devlin McGregor.
Wow.
That's how I would show up at that party.
Well, that's something.
Where are you from? I'm from Boston. Wow, that's quite an accent you have. Yes, me mother was from Illinois.
His name was Richard. He was a doctor. And he did not kill his wife. Now he's on his run for life. And then he's gonna find a one-armed man, yeah.
His name is Frederick Sykes, and by the way, he's a douchebag. That doesn't rhyme. Well, that's very not convincing, Mr. Sykes.
Richard Kimball. I don't know any Richard Kimball.
Kelly, let me ask you. If Richard Kimball made a call from your house, what would you say? Why did Richard Kimball make a call from your house?
What?
That'd be your answer?
Yep. I'd go, what?
I would say, Richard Kendall?
Did you say Richard B? Bimble?
Richard.
That's a ridiculous name. Bimble.
Richard Kindling?
You guys, did everyone around? Why aren't you laughing? Wait, I think that's hilarious.
What did you say? Richard Kinky? What did she say? Is that what secretaries do? They just go. Next time you're on a phone call and I need to talk to him, I'm just going to be like, hey, Kelly.
That was a nice song.
What?
Hey, Kelly, I want to give you something that the mailman gave me.
So what's happening with Frenchie?
What did the mailman give you? I don't know, but it has a dildo in it.
What's Frenchie saying to him?
There's something weird going on with Devlin McGregor. Something corrupt. And the doctor's like, whoa, wait, what? How'd you find this out? He's like, oh, I figured it out. You just watch your back. They're full of shit. And he's like, oh, thank you for telling me that. They're questioning, once again, the Frenchman. And the Frenchman is like, I have never seen this one-armed man in my life.
That
went into Borat territory.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here.
I have never seen this one-armed man in my...
No, you sounded also...
in my life.
You sounded a little bit like John Malkovich's Russian. This man...
Pay that man his arm, Mr. Son of a Bitch. Look at that dual cassette player boombox.
I miss those.
With the detachable speakers.
I had that in high school.
I did too.
Is that an Iowa? Because I had the Iowa.
I think I had a Shart, maybe.
Shart? Shart. You had a Shart radio?
I had a Shart. Yeah, I did.
Yep. Shart.
No matter what tape I put in, it went... I was like, that's disappointing. I thought I was listening to Metallica. Let me try a Beatles tape.
Can you do a side-by-side? I want to see how much he looks like Abe Vigoda.
It's not Abe Vigoda. It looks nothing like Abe Vigoda.
Really?
No.
Why do I think everybody's Abe Vigoda?
Wait, Kelly, is that Abe Vigoda?
No, that's Harrison Ford.
Oh.
I don't make that kind of mistake.
Okay. Is that Abe Vigoda?
That's, well, I don't know.
You think Jane Lynch looks like Abe Vigoda? I'm telling you, you said so. Hi, Jane. I'm not sure how to put this, so I'm going to do it in the form of Muppets.
Kelly thinks you look like Abe Vigoda. You mean Abe Vigoda tests you, the traitor from the Godfather? Yeah, you look like Abe Vigoda, she says. Fish, otherwise known as. I don't look anything like Fish or Abe Vigoda or Tessio. Well, Kelly's mistaken, I guess, but that's what she said. You look like...
The end.
One, two, questions I must ask you. Have you seen this man? His name is Richard Kimball. He may have killed his wife.
What? What are the chances they ended up on the same train? Seriously, though. Let's talk about real life.
Well, I think he was following him.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He reached. Oh, no. He reached. Oh, no. He reached for the gun. It doesn't work in that.
That was really bad.
No. The gun.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, he reached, oh no, he reached for the gun, the gun, the gun.
No,
with his
right.
One good arm, he's had only one good arm. Richard is on to Dr. Charles Nichols.
Wait, the Frenchman?
The Frenchman.
Wait, he's bad? I forgot.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I spoiled it. Provasic is great. We love Provasic. It's the greatest drug ever invented. Richard...
liar!
This drug is particularly effective in dealing with Richard Kimball's. I mean, not...
Campbell's soup?
Campbell's soup, I meant. My friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well. Okay, gaslighter, you son of a bitch, French fuck.
He looks pretty good to me.
That's like hydrochloroquine.
Mm-hmm. It's hydroxychloroquine.
Who comes up with these names for drugs? I would just call it drug 291.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Oh.
You know why I remembered?
Because of hydrox?
Cookies.
I would never take hydroxychloroquine. I would take Oreo chloroquine.
Cookie chloroquine sounds
However,
great.
Oreo chloroquine. Am I wrong?
Sounds better.
It does. Oreo chloroquine.
Oh my.
What?
O-R-E-O drixychloroquine.
Drixy?
I don't know. I feel like maybe... If, like, at the beginning of this movie, they had just invested a couple of more dollars into solving this case, we wouldn't be here right now.
Who?
I don't know.
Who should have invested more dollars?
I don't know, but I wish they would.
The Chicago PD?
Mm-hmm. I think Chicago's low on resources. They're low on dollars. They're low on smarts. And if they could just fix those problems, there wouldn't be crime. And there wouldn't be time.
There wouldn't be crime.
And Richard Kimball would still be alive. And
Richard Kimball is still alive.
What?
What?
No.
Richard Kimball would be alive.
Richard Kimball and would be Sam a real person Girard, instead of a film character.
Sam Girard wouldn't be in a penitentiary. And the French wouldn't be at war with us.
Okay.
And then these dickhead cops are like, as far as I'm concerned, it's still Richard Kimball. So it's still Richard Kimball because he was convicted, you see.
Right, so innocent and proved. So, oh, wait, no, not innocent ever.
Oh, wait. Did he actually find a one-armed guy? Wait, did we arrest our one-armed guy?
Wait, how many arms did he wait, have? One?
Hold on. Did we arrest your one-armed guy? I've been drinking on the job all evening.
Oh, my.
He gave him a nice pick.
They're totally going to go out for a beer together now.
Of course they are. Richard Kimball is like, I thought you didn't care. And he's like, I don't. I'm just kidding.
They're going to be beefers.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, just you're kidding, my beefer. Yeah. Oh, I'm your beefer. Oh, you're my beefer.
Richard Kimball.
Beef and a beefer.
You're all right.
Yay! The fugitive is free. The one-armed man is going to jail. And Richard Kimball can go free.
What's your thoughts on The Fugitive?
I like it. It's a fun and stressful and good and well done movie.
It's an excellent taut thriller with action and suspense.
Yes, action packed. Oh, I like it. And I'm always happy when the guy presumed innocent actually is proven guilty. Sorry, actually is proven innocent and not stuck with a guilty.
The wrongfully accused actually gets away in the end.
Yes. It makes me so happy.
Yes. True justice.
Mm-hmm. Bill Cusack was the tracing technician.
He sure was. He traced the shit out of that technician.
Yeah.
What?
This movie was fun. I enjoyed viewing it with you. I am sorry to our parents and I didn't fans who are going to get bombarded with weirdness. But you know what? You
weirdness?
Showed up. To your funeral.
What was weird? Your funeral, first of all, what was weird about it? Second of all, who's dying over this episode?
What?
Is Frederick Seitz going to come and attack people's wives over this episode because we exposed Provasic? Hydroxychloroquine.
It's very good. Try it. Try it. Try Provasic. It's a great drug. You don't know. It cures everything. It cures hemorrhoids. It cures orange face.
You're not even awake. Wake up. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to come up with my own sign-off then, talking about you behind your back. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want? Mm-hmm. Is that what you want? Kelly's a dirty Kelly smells like a whorehouse. Kelly murdered someone and put bloody discharge in the victim's butthole. Screw you, everybody!
1, 2, movie buffs are drinking and watching films now. Kelly is one, the other's Justin. We're talking films now. Making more jokes than you can handle. Like Bad Joke Titans. Like and subscribe now to our channel called Parents Night In.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and follow us on Twitter, MeWe, and Facebook.